Mrs. Conley on 9-3.
I'm so proud of your boy when he's up here, and I'm sitting here at my office with Lady Bird and Lucy and Linda, and we wanted to find out how our boy was getting along.
Well, wait a minute. I know this is irreverent to tell the president to hush, but I want to tell you I have never been prouder of anybody than I was of you a while ago. Can you hear me?
I sure can, and I've always been mighty proud of you, darling. I appreciate it. I'd rather hear that from you than nearly anybody.
I'm just trying to decide whether to try to get in touch with you or not, but Lyndon, you just made me feel so wonderful.
Well, you're a wonderful girl. How's my boy?
He's doing real well.
Is he in much pain?
Considerable, but not too much. He's doing real good. He's not talking on the phone yet or anything, because as soon as he is, he'll talk to you.
Here's three little chublets want to say a word to you.
All right, well, don't you forget how proud we all were of you today.
Give him a hug for me and tell him I'll call you every day or so. I want to keep up with him.
But you tend to your big business, and we want to help whenever we can.
You would have been proud of little Johnny. He's a chip off the old block and the little blonde block, too. He had all the grace and charm of Nellie and all the wisdom of John and the boys. He made the nicest statement to Miss Kennedy that any 17-year-old could have.
Oh, that makes me feel wonderful. You were wonderful to tend to him.
But he didn't need any tending to. He can be on his own, honey. You can turn him out to pasture.
Okay, I'll send him to you.
Here's Lady Bird.
Nellie, I finally got to see you on television.
Oh, well, that was a pitiful little pittance, wasn't it?
We ran a clip back again, and oh, I was so glad I got to see you. And you looked beautiful and so feminine, and so you looked so distraught and full of compassion for everybody that was hurt. Well, you just couldn't have been better.
I just finished listening to Linda, and I just couldn't have been prouder of it. I know you are.
Yes, ma'am. I sure am, and thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. I know you're having hard times yourself right now.
Hi, Aunt Nellie. This is Lucy.
Honey, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. I sure did enjoy getting to see Johnny.
Oh, I'm mighty sweet to Johnny. He'll never, never forget it.
But he was real good to me. I sort of needed somebody because my sister wasn't up here, and he was the best brother anybody could want.
Oh, well, aren't you dear to say so? You all look mighty pretty today. I just finished washing and listening to your daddy, and they flash over to you three girls every now and then.
Well, thank you very much, and you take care of my Uncle Johnny and yourself and your children, and we love you.
Y'all help your mother and daddy now.
This is Linda. I just want to tell you that I love you, too.
Cindy, you sweet, sweet thing. We're awful proud of your daddy and your mother and you and Lucy, so.
Ellie, did little Johnny get home with the lighter?
Yes, he did.
That's good. Okay.
Sure did.
Call me, honey, if there's anything I can do in any way.
Yes, sir, I will.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Waiting.